Older generations of Czechs and European designers of virtually any age, Bentwood Furniture and Bystrice pod Hostinem are synonymous. For it was in that tiny Moravian town that hundreds of thousands of one of the world's most iconic pieces of furniture, known simply as Chair Number 14, literally took shape. In essence, modern furniture was born at what is today the Ton Factory, which has operated without interruption since the year 1861. The German inventor and entrepreneur, Michał Tonet, was drawn to the town, thanks to its surrounding abundant beech forests. Together with his sons, Tonet built a factory there, which, at the ripe old age of 160, lays claim to being the oldest surviving factory of its kind in the entire world. Adam Stjek, a journalist, educator, and author specializing in world design and architecture, especially of the 20th century, was commissioned by Ton to write a book ahead of the 160th anniversary of Brentwood Furniture Design and Production in Bystrice.
Michał Tonet, he founded this company at the really beginnings of modern age, basically. And for me, it was really nice to basically understand, finally, to get to know this exciting history, which is very much connected to my country, because during my maybe 15 years of research of design, I was always more interested in architecture and design from Italy or from France or from USA. And I was really quite a lot of traveling and so on. And this was the opportunity to really go back to the roots, let's say, of my country also and of my culture. And it was quite funny that it happened basically during the pandemic, because I did this book whole year of 2020. And I had time to go to Bystrice, to look at the archive of the company, to visit many people who were involved with the Ton company, who are not just designers or directors of this company, but also also collectors or other researchers who know much, much more than me about the history of Ton, because it's so complex. But this history, it's very, very dramatic, let's say, and it completely illustrates the history of the 20th century itself, with all the politics systems and the wars and so on, as the company went through the all regime from the Austro-Hungarian Empire to the First Republic of Czechoslovakia, like a democratic republic, through the Second World War, through the communism, and back again to the democracy after the Velvet Revolution in 1989.
While chronological in structure, Adam Stjek says, the resulting book, entitled Plus Minus 160 Let, or Plus Minus 160 Years, as it was written both in Czech and English, is rather a lushly illustrated collage than a detailed historical probe. He decided to focus on little stories, he said, and some lesser-known chapters in the history of the Tonet and later Ton furniture factory.
So I decided to create somehow the chronological narrative, because it's basically most basic, let's say, but probably the most understandable. I didn't want to tell very long stories, really long texts about how all the or the company evolved or developed, but I rather choose, let's say, different and little stories which are, let's say, in between those big changes. And these little stories, from many kind of perspectives, they illustrate the history of Ton and the history of the basically modern furniture at all.
The big history aspect of the story begins in the German town of Boppard in the forested Rhine Gorge back in the year 1796, with the birth of Michał Tonet himself. There, he trained as a cabinet maker and by 1819 had established his own workshop. Later, in response to changing trends, Tonnette began to work with bentwood, which, as the name would suggest, is wood that is bent into shape after being softened through steaming. The process is more complicated than it may sound, requiring just the right amount of sustained pressure for just the right amount of time in order to hold strong and fast. Tonnette would prove to be a master of the technique. His most significant early bentwood design was the iconic Boppard chair, which he presented at an exhibition in Koblenz in 1841. That design caught the eye of an Austrian prince who encouraged him to relocate to Vienna. By the year 1853, Tonnette had a thriving furniture business, which he transferred to his sons and renamed after them. 3 years later, they opened their first factory in the Czech lands, actually in the town of Koryčany, some 60 kilometers southwest of where they would open their second, in Bystrice pod Hostinem. He chose the Moravian towns for the nearby abundant supply of beechwood. Trunks and large branches of the beech trees were machine-tooled into rods, steamed, and then bent by hand. That process enabled a revolutionary shift from the costly production of low-volume, expensive, luxurious pieces to affordable mass production. Adam Zcheck, author of Plus Minus 160 Years, once more.
Ton Company, or Tonnette, respectively, was the first really mass production of furniture design. And what I seen in the archive, there are amazing photos or illustrations of old factories. They were not just in Bystrice. Bystrice was just one factory from maybe 10 or 15 other huge factories spread around the Central Europe. And but also the showrooms, the amazing projects, which already in the maybe 1895, this company produced and exported really the millions, the thousands of hundreds of thousands of pairs worldwide. So it's quite amazing to see that even like 100 years before and more, there was such a company which was so modern and so influential and had impact on basically how we sit in general today. And already in the 19th century, they supplied the furniture for the most prestigious buildings and sites in the world, like Yale University in USA, or huge theaters in I don't know, Buenos Aires and Brazil and Paris and everywhere. So, and they also exhibited their products on the huge international world fairs, which always got some new medals and so on. So whole business model was kind of from scratch. And I think, or I have my feeling that basically Michael Tonnette founded the modern furniture trade, basically.
That transition to mass production heralded the beginnings of modern design and industrialization in furniture production. The most famous chair made by the company is simply called Chair Number 14. Also known as the Bistro Chair, it was designed by Michael Tonnette himself and introduced in 1859, becoming the world's very first mass-produced item of furniture.
It's such an icon of design history. I think I have here the big atlas of furniture, which was just published by Vitra Design Museum. And there are four chairs on the cover of this huge book. And one of the chairs, it's actually chair number 14. It defined the design history, the furniture history. And I think that the designers of modern era, like Bauhaus and the tubular steel furniture designers, they basically, they did the same what Michael Tonnette did already 100 years before them, but they just used new material.
In all likelihood, you yourself have sat on a chair number 14. or an imitation of the all-time classic embodiment of Brentwood furniture. Tens of millions have been produced over the decades and can be found all over the world, says Adam Stiech.
You can see them in cafes or still these classics, not just number 14, also the other models from that era. And also, I mean, they are in homes of people, but I think they are so already so normal. It's so like an archetype of furniture. The people, they don't know that this chair is so ingenious, so groundbreaking, or a masterpiece of design. They just have it. They call it tonetka. People in Czech, tonetka. I have tonetka. That's the slang for tonet chairs. And we even had some at my home when I grew up. We had some ton chairs, because they were still produced during the 60s, 70s, 80s, and also like generation of my parents, they bought them, they had them. And of course, there was this quite big interest of collectors, which was mostly in the 80s and the 90s, to collect the really vintage ones, old ones. But now I think the interest of collectors is a little bit, was moved to more modernism and other things.
Well, chair number 14 is the best known. Adam Stiech says that his favorite tonetka is actually chair number 30, which was created at the turn of the 20th century. He appreciates its organic quality and incorporation of some of the author's most beloved design elements. It's bent, curved, and round all at once. Throughout its 160-year history, the Bystrice pod Hostinem factory has been through many ownership structures and name changes. The current name, Ton, originates from 1953, after its nationalization following the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia. The quality of production suffered during that era, Adam Stiech says, but as he illustrates in the book Plus Minus 160 Years, some wonderful Czech designs did arise.
It shifted completely as the whole political system in Czechoslovakia at the time. Of course, everything was nationalized. The Tonet was left out. The company was renamed to Továrny ohýbaného nábytku, which means ton, which is the factory for bent wood furniture. And it's still produced, of course, they still produced the classic models, and they also started to invent some new ones. I think the quality of the production was worse at the time. But for example, in the 60s and the 70s, some very interesting architects, Czech architects, they collaborated with Ton. And they created some amazing designs, which I think are still pretty timeless. Some of them were produced, some of them were exhibited worldwide on exhibitions, also in the Western world. A lot of these chairs we have still at home, Czech people. But unfortunately, there was huge amount of designs which were never realized, which were just on the paper. Actually, now we are preparing a little show which will be in Prague in our gallery together with Ton, which will be about these amazing hand-draw sketches and drawings and the technical drawings of furniture which Ton still has in its archive. And they are amazing designs.